Hey, my name is Chris Johnson. People have kind of been up my ass for a while about maybe doing a podcast, and I would always say something like, why? Or, no. Because, fuck, dude, I don't want to fucking do anything. Ever. Under any circumstances. But I have a microphone, and I bitch a lot, and I have a lot on my fucking mind, so I figured, fuck it. Let's do it. It's going to be 5 minutes long. Maybe 5 minutes long. I'm not going to fucking try to make this exactly 5 minutes. Maybe 5 minutes with Chris Johnson is what you're going to get. Maybe once a week. I figure it's short enough that if you're taking a shit, you can maybe listen to it. If you're in and out, I don't really want to do a lot of work for it. I don't care a lot. But we'll see. Maybe it'll work. I assume that, I don't know who the fuck's going to even listen to my bullshit. But let's assume that you don't know me. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I have multiple jobs. I'm divorced. I go to a therapist. I deal with anxiety, panic attacks, depression, suicidal thoughts, obsessive compulsiveness. I sometimes struggle with self-worth and self-esteem. I live alone, and I have two cats. Now, you're probably thinking, all you ladies out there, like, holy shit, this guy's available? With that laundry list of qualifications, the only thing missing is the fact that he doesn't live with his parents. I could live with my parents. They asked me to after the divorce, each one of them independently as well. They're divorced, too. They're a giant pain in the fucking ass. And each one independently said, hey, you know, you could come live with me, you know? Dude, I'm 34 fucking years old. I don't want to live with my fucking mom or dad. You shitting me? I'd rather fucking struggle. I'd rather struggle with money than live with my mom or dad. I just can't do it. I can't fucking do it. It was a big enough pain in the dick when I was growing up. I don't want to fucking do it now. Jesus Christ. Fuck. I can't think of anything worse. Some people like their parents. Mom, if you're listening, I'll see you Thanksgiving again, right? That's what we're going to do. I'm 34 years old. Divorce is a big one, right? A lot of people get really weirded out about divorce, and it's fucking shitty. It's really bad. It's been 17 months. I'm not really counting. I just fucking know that. Divorce is a way of etching things into your fucking brain. You just know they happen. Your entire existence gets shattered. 14 and a half years I was with my wife. We were married the entire time. But it's a long-ass fucking time. The cause of my divorce was... You know, I don't know the cause. She never really said. She left. That's the cause. And she left me for... a guy with a man bun. Let that sink in for a fucking second. I have long hair myself. If I put it in a man bun, would it have saved the relationship? I don't know. That's debatable. Should I be upset? Or should I maybe be proud of myself? Because man buns are a fucking stain on society, right? So part of me feels a little bit... good's not the word, but maybe like... Well, I mean, she left me for a fucking pussy, so maybe I'm just too macho. You go through these little things that you just tell yourself in your head. Maybe I'm too tough a guy. Maybe my balls are a little bit too big, right? Maybe that's why she left. We bought a house right before she left, too. I was supposed to move into it. Instead, she moved in with Man Bun. That's quite a fucking stretch. Have you ever bought a house? Or went through the process of buying a house. Picture going through that process and then not moving in and having some other dude move in. It's a switch. I got to keep the cats. So Simon and Finley are here. We sleep naked sometimes. It's fucking hot, both sexually and otherwise, temperature-wise. I had a dog, too. I lost the dog in the divorce. I believe the ex said she was taking her to a shelter. Ooh, fuck. That was a bad one. It was a tough blow. Takes a long time to get over. Took me about a year. I started a Twitter page. I don't know if I really started it for this podcast. I actually started it for something similar to this podcast. I never got off the ground at the radio station. It is @JohnsonHatesYou. I have a Facebook page too, but odds of me talking to you on Facebook are slim to fucking none. And if you haven't already noticed, this is probably going to be R-rated. If you haven't tapped out by now because of the language, congratulations. It's going to be more of this shit.